It's Big Machine Radio. I'm Becca. I want to welcome you to the Carly Pierce Every Little Thing album release special. And I've been looking forward to this because for the next hour or so, we're really going to dig in to Carly Pierce's debut album. And I'm so excited because obviously we can't do that without Carly, and she's here. Hey.
Hi.
So I got to tell you, first of all, the fact that this is finally here. I mean, this is something you have dreamt about since you were a little girl growing up in Taylor Mill, Kentucky. I imagine the thought that your debut album is now out on the shelves, it's on iTunes, it's everywhere. There's got to be a mix of emotions going on with that.
Oh my goodness, yeah. I think just so much excitement, so much hard work, but also I really can't believe it. Like, I can't believe that I have an album out and that I made this dream that I had as a little girl to be just a female that had the opportunity to maybe be somebody in country music and make a mark. Just that opportunity has kind of started to bud a little bit. So I'm just really thankful.
Now, when you were younger, did you ever like have dreams of going to the store and buying your own album?
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, back when I was in high school and loving music, we didn't have iTunes and all that. So we had to go at midnight and buy our favorite albums. So yeah, that's how I always dreamt of doing it.
That's so cool. You'll be the one with like your face next to your CD.
You'll oh, like, you know,
nothing
it.
Nothing here. Nothing
yeah. Here. What is this?
Well, and you know, there are 13 songs on this album. I know that you co-wrote 8 of them, if I counted correctly. Mm-hmm. And we are going to get into each song individually and we're going to play all 13 tracks. But just as a general overview for people who are wondering what is in store from Carly Pierce's Every Little Thing album, how personal or not personal are these songs? Am I going to know her better after I listen to this? What can you tell people about the album as a whole?
I named the album Every Little Thing for two reasons. Obviously, because of the song and how it just got everything started for me. But also, I named it this because I feel like you're going to get to hear every little thing about me as far as where my influences are, where I come from. It definitely is. I'm a songwriter and I love writing songs. I've been writing songs in Nashville for 8 years. And I feel like I'm telling you my stories and telling you every little bit about my personality and the kind of woman that I am and all of those things. So I think you're going to get a very good idea of who I am and just what I grew up loving and the music that I loved in this album.
And you know, one thing I wanted to mention, you actually work with Busby, which is a name people have probably heard. He did Maren Morris's Hero album. I know he's done some work with Keith Urban. He's worked with Lady Antebellum. And you actually kind of have a unique situation with him because he wasn't just a producer. You guys have kind of had a longstanding relationship where he sort of cultivated you as an artist. Am I getting that right?
Yeah, I was the very first artist that Busby ever signed to his own artist development program, along with Daniel Lee, who is a publisher in Nashville at a company called BMG. They joined forces and signed me as their first developmental act almost 3 years ago. And actually on the album, there's a song called You Know Where to Find Me that we'll get to, but that was the day that Busby and I met. And I feel like that's the day that I really figured out from a production standpoint who I was.